I'm Danielle Davis.
I'm Shannon Kessler.
And we are your girlfriend's guide to Formula One racing. We're back post-Brazil.
Post-Brazil, man. What a crazy weekend. And I'm going to say, from the get-go, from the jump, Friday, when the dark clouds, like, just loomed over
descended.
The track, I was
they
like,
descended.
What is Brazil trying to tell us? And you know what Brazil was trying to tell us?
Go
run.
Home.
Get the fuck out. Like, you don't need to be here.
No, go home.
You're gonna like this race. Just pack up early. Get to Vegas. Get out of Brazil.
Go home.
You know, we should have listened to the dark cloud on Friday.
We should have. We should have. You know who should have? My sweet king. I mean, this season has beat me down, and not in the same way it's beat Charles Leclerc down, because I think that he is, you know, really taking the brunt of that storm. He's been underneath that dark cloud that showed up in Brazil all season long.
Yeah.
And so have I, and I'm ready to be done with it.
I agree. Listen, if you two wanted to pack up and skip town on the last two races, I don't think anybody would really mind. I'd be like, honestly, you would be like, yes, take your money. Go. You know what you need to do? You need to pull a
Lewis. Put the reserve drivers in. Put the reserve drivers. Let them have fun.
Pull a Lewis Hamilton circa 2001. Drop off the grid. Unplug your phone. And like 2 weeks before it's time
just
to start racing again, just take some time. You know, go find yourself in the mountains and take some time.
I just be like, Ferrari, put the reserve drivers in. Do whatever you want. Like, throw the cars against the wall and see what happens. I don't know, but we can't take it anymore.
Just leave Charles alone. Carlos seems fine. He's like, I don't care. I'm fine. But Charles needs a break. I mean,
yeah.
All right, let's start from the beginning. From Qualies on Friday.
Another sprint weekend, and I'm also done with these. Can we be done with these two? I don't want to do them. And I did hear them say during the broadcast, I don't know which one because there's so many. I did hear them say that they're going to be reevaluating the sprint format for next year and that they most likely will be bringing back the race qualifying to Saturday.
Okay.
And with that, I say, please. Please.
Yeah.
But let's go back. We can start. I mean, there's so many things to talk through.
You get one practice on Friday. The cars looked okay. You know,
I didn't watch
really
that practice.
There wasn't anything like super exciting. And then qualies happened and you're just kind of like, oh.
But you know, big ups to your least favorite person, Lando Norris.
Oh, I was like, I have a couple. Which one? Who's at the top of the list? I don't know.
Lando takes that. Well, no. I mean, where are we? I don't know. I'm like,
qualies
he gets the sprint. Yeah. Well, I'm at different qualies. And I'm like, Lando gets one car. I mean, it's too much. My brain can't wrap its head around it.
I know. When you're like, who's on first? No, that's what's on second? What are you talking about? Yeah, so qualifying.
Never mind. We're back on Friday.
Verstappen takes pole for qualifying, followed by Leclerc. And then this is where we get Stroll in third place because we had some crazy mishaps. Oscar.
Also, the rain.
The rain was coming, and then they had to cut it short. And it's like, wait a second. And that's where Lando was like, but I had the pace. I had the car. I could have gotten on pole if the damn rain cloud didn't, you know, swoop in. And I don't know if you guys saw, we posted some footage of this, but like the fact that they didn't exit the crowd sooner made me a little unnerved because
yeah,
the
bad.
Roof came off one of the grandstands and like that was terrifying. I mean, that's a scary,
they
I don't like weather to
red
begin
flag
with,
like, it for I a know, long time like, too. Like, are you guys like, going to throw that flag?
That's what I was like. You guys can see what we can see on the TV, right? And that looks not good. No bueno. Like,
yeah, like no one was out. So, you know, it's not like they were driving around. But the commentators are like, are they going to put the red flag up?
I feel like we should probably should just we end this quality. Yes. Like,
they like, finally did. But it was nobody had gone out in a couple minutes. I mean, and that quality got cut like I mean, it got cut way short. So
it did. I think it was
they
like,
only got like two laps out or whatever. It was just if you went out early and took a lap, like, yeah, we're on pole.
That was
and
it.
And again, Red
got.
Bull got it right. They went out and they did it. They did the damn thing. They didn't waste any time. And that was on McLaren for like thinking that maybe it wasn't going to rain. I don't know if they just lost their eyesight and couldn't see the impending doom on the horizon, but
it's you're bad. Obvious the sky was going to open up. I mean, we could all tell.
Yeah.
I also would like to campaign whomever is running Red Bull's weather meteorology reports also needs to be in charge of weather in every state, because it's everywhere. Like, they're like, guys, listen, you have put the laps in now, because in precisely 6 minutes and 24 seconds, not a second sooner, shit's going to pop off. And they get it right every time.
Every time.
Every time.
Every time.
I just need to know how. Like, do they have the UPS
money.
Type radar?
They just have all the money. They have all the money, and so they have all the best. And that's how it is. That's how it happens.
Clearly, they're using their part of the budget wisely in investing in meteorology technology. So well done. Well played once again. Not just tire strategy, but also weather.
Yeah, strategy. Top to bottom. They've got it figured out over there.
Yeah, they really do. And then we head to Saturday. Things look a little better. But this is where, for me personally, I started to get very nervous, because I didn't see the pace in either Mercedes. And I was like,
well, you and Toto both.
Same. I was like, oh.
It's just so wild how it changes from week to week like that.
Yeah. And typically this is a track that supports Mercedes. So,
yeah.
I mean, I suppose firing their technical engineer was – they needed to. Like, they were like, listen, bro, you were against the side pods from the beginning, and now look at us. We're two seasons behind because we listened to you, and you're like, we don't need them. And everybody else was like,
we need
them.
Yes,
you do.
We need them.
So I don't know that it's been reported like who's replacing him, and I don't know enough about like who's on deck, you know, in the world of aerodynamic engineering. But I hope it's someone good.
you don't know who's in the F2 of aerodynamic engineering. Nope. How dare.
It's currently not on my radar, so I'm gonna have to find that one out. But then we go to the shootout, and Lando finds the pace. Lando says, I got this.
McLaren's got it.
This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to come in here and I'm going to start pole for this fucking sprint. And I'm going to tell Max to get behind me. And I was like, okay, it's not a bad idea. Can't be that bad. Not a bad idea. And then we get to the sprint and, you know, Max says, Max, thanks.
Max was like, that's cute. He's like, we're friends. Yeah. We're friends, Lando. I love you. You can get in the plane with me. We're going to go party. We're going to go see Martin Garrix. We're going to live, laugh, love all over the world. But when we hit the track, I'm going to let you have your moment for that, like, 1 second. And then I'm just going to go, and I'm going to go right around you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go first. I'm going to go first now.
And there was a moment for me that I was like,
Who do you pick in that fight? Choose your fighter, Shannon? Or Lando?
Lando. And here's why. Because if somebody bring it to Max. And at this point, I don't care who it is. This is why I'm saying I got to find my McLaren hat, because I'm like, if Lando can do it, I'll put the hat on. I will put the hat on.
Well, maybe he's trying to get the insight from the inside. He's like, he's working his way. He's like, I'm going to get as close to Max as I can. I'm going to try and learn all the things and take him down. Except he can't, because the car it's a spaceship. And it's been sent here by aliens to take over the F1 world, and no one has a chance. And so sorry about you. And that's why he just went skeet skeet, and he went like, around.
Cute, cute, but beep beep. I've got things to do tonight. I've got dinner. Let's just gotta wrap this up.
I gotta get out of here.
But the part of the sprint that really got me the hardest was when Yuki passed Lewis. I was just like,
what's happening here?
My mouth was on the floor, and I was like, that's it. That's it. Like this,
the season's over.
Like, I no longer have like this, like, I mean, the yes, will to still live. Will rise and we can do this. But I'm like, the fuck we can? Yuki just passed me in an AlphaTauri. What happened? It was bleak. It was a bleak moment. I'm not proud of it, but.
I don't think Lewis is proud of it either.
No.
Lewis, I feel like, you know, he internalized them because he has learned all those like mind breathing body techniques to quell the stress and, you know, keep himself full of light. But he was big mad too. in the inside.
Mega
mad. He said, "Where? What's happened? Where have I fallen to?"
It's like, what's going on?
What is this midfield? I don't know anything about it. I don't like staying here. This isn't my place.
My hair is too good for this. I need to be up there with the
I'm
good
not
hair.
A midfield boy. Like, I'm not one.
It just doesn't.
But apparently he is right now.
Okay. Sorry about that. I got so excited. I disconnected my wire from my microphone and my hands got in the way and I'll stop. They'll stop talking with my hands.
Sit on those puppies.
Don't touch anything. Stop doing that.
Anyways.
Yeah. So sprint happens, max happens, blah, blah, blah. And then we get into the wildest beginning of any race we've had this
you
season.
Just said sprint happens. You're like, eh, meh.
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 Tired of it.
I've seen it. I've seen all I need to see. Immediately, no. Immediately, no. But then we get into the race and this
Well, we don't even like get to the like we don't even get to the race.
Well, exactly, because the formation lap something happens to Charles's car. He says it's the hydraulics, and then he comes back later and says it's not the hydraulics, but he loses control of the car, crashes the Ferrari into the barrier, which you know that means we have to have a red flag in the formation lap. And I was very nervous to text Danielle during this because I was like,
let's WTF. Just say that the noon hour at my house could have been better because I had to delay my start of watching the race because I was watching my beloved Miami Dolphins, Fins Up, finish their game in Germany. It was a little flip-flop, you know. My Fins were over in Europe. You know, the F1 people are in this side of the hemisphere. And they lost. You know, they pulled me back in. We were getting close to tying the game. They lost. Then I said, oh, okay. Well, that was terrible. Switch over to the race. I said, huh?
Mm-hmm. Huh? Mr. Boy, what's happening?
What? He doesn't even, what? Let's just say that I was categorically unwell around 12:30 on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
I've had better days.
Yeah, you had. You really had. And it was bleak.
It was bleak.
It was bleak. And I was very concerned about your well-being and safety on Sunday.
Yeah. If you're friends with a
object.
If you're friends with someone who supports and loves Ferrari, call a check on them. Yeah. Call a check on them. Just text, call, send them a carrier pigeon. Just check on them because we're not good.
Mm-mm.
We're not good.
No,
we're
not
unwell.
Good at all. So we lose Charles before the lights out, and away we go. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Don't even make it makes me so mad too because then we get all this mismatch and hitting the wall in the first lap, and if he could have just made it back to the pit in the car, we would have had time to fix it.
Yeah. Again, I
think we would have had time
for Charles's mental well-being. I mean, when the radio came out and he is like, "Why am I so unlucky?"
Yeah,
I mean, heartbreak city. Like, I think I even had a tear well up, and I was like,
"Well, who? Yeah,
oh,
let this man free from your clutches. Whoever has the voodoo doll, let him go. Yeah,
let him go.
He's
let
not
him,
good.
You've done enough." He suffered enough. Whatever he did to you to put pins in, you've gotten what you need out of it. I don't know if he's not – I don't know who it is. If there's not a written apology, if there's not a post, what do you need from this man? Let him be. Let him
My
be.
Kids listened to, like, for some reason – okay, this is a diverse – like, we're moving away. But have you heard the Max Verstappen song? Like, do your kids ever play that to you?
The Super Max?
Probably not.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's annoying.
So, mm-hmm. It's so annoying. My kids love to put it on the car. And then they were like, does Charles have a song? And then they like, you know, hit the Spotify and they're like, look, he has a song. And they put it on and they go, it's so sad. And I said, it is. Because Charles is sad.
Very sad. He's living in a sad, sad time.
And that was so many months ago that sad song came out.
I mean, the amount of like healing that he's going to have to do through music over the break and like what we're going to get out of him. I mean, I'm prepared for like the equivalent of like the Britney Spears blackout. Like that is what I am.
I want Valtteri Bottas to take him on some trips to clear his mind, body, soul. Like I think that Valtteri really has the key to life figured out, or at least it appears so from social media. And, you know, he's already on a boat somewhere enjoying himself. And I assume Charles is as well. But I think that, you know, he needs to teach Charles the ways of the DGAF lifestyle.
Yes. But can I also maybe throw in, could we get some surprise visits from Kimmy and be like, yeah, listen, if you're going to go all the way in, go all the way fucking in. And you've got the anger, and let me show you how to harness the snark with the anger and the sadness to really will out of this sport what you need.
I like that. I like that too. I like that too. Maybe he could do some boot camps with
because they're both checking in with Finnish, other people. Right? They're both from Finland, Kimmy and Bottas. So I don't know. Maybe since time where there's no sun.
Let's talk about the race.
Okay.
I had lost my will to care, though, and I just sat there and was like.
Well, I mean, the most chaotic race that we've gotten in a long time, because the lights drop, the jumps happen, and then fucking Albon takes out K-Mag, and I'm like, are we going to actually find a race? I mean, within the first minute, we've got three drivers DNF. And I'm like,
hit the road.
Happens over here. And then the tire from Albon's car flies off and hits Daniel's back rear thing. And God bless him. He's like, guys, I tried to miss the tire. I'm like, there's a tire, rogue tire flying at your face. And you're apologizing because you didn't, it got you. Like,
did you see the video of Pierre behind the that was masterful.
It was.
And he did not even seem like very, he was not plussed on the mic. He was not unbothered on the mic. Unbothered. He was just like, boop, boop. It was like he was just passing some like road construction.
He got out unscathed and you're like, oh, it's fine. But then Piastri got in the entanglement and his car got a little effed over. So another red flag. And thankfully, like the AlphaTauri and the McLaren go back to the garage and they're able to fix things, which I thought was pretty impressive.
But did you see how they missed the like hit in the pit? So then they were all behind a full lap and you're like, it's not good, guys.
Which it was kind of surprising that, I mean, I guess they just needed the data, but like why they didn't retire those two cars? Like, because I mean, there's no way you're going to get in points if you're like that many laps behind. But like, I'm just surprised that they wanted to save the car.
Maybe it's a sponsorship thing. Like the car should stay out long enough that if the car can drive a decent amount of time from a sponsor standpoint, maybe. That's the only reason. Like, I mean, obviously data too, but maybe it's a,
it could be
a sponsor thing.
Like, I mean, I would imagine like this close to the end of the season, like they're running out of parts. So it's like, if something happens to this car, like, do we have enough in reserve to like keep it on the track for the next two races?
I'm ready for some people to just DNF the rest of the season.
Like, well, we had six fucking DNFs in this race. So like at some point, like I was praying, I was like, I think only two of my five drivers were on the track at and I was like, well, RIP my fantasy team. So there goes that. And I'm like, just stay out. Maybe you'll get a point. You know, there's only
you never know.
You never know, like, what's going to happen. I'm like.
But it did get exciting in the mid-pack. There was some close racing.
We actually had a lot.
I didn't care. But.
Well, I honestly, like, I was like, listen, George Russell needs to simmer the fuck down. Like, if you don't get out of my man's tailpipe, I'm going to come over and I'm going to have some not nice things to say to you. Because Lewis is trying to manage his tires. You're trying to push the engine. You're trying to push your tires. And I'm like, that's not the team orders. You were in the meeting. I didn't have to be in the meeting, George, to know what the team orders were. But I knew the team orders weren't going to be Sir George Russell. It was Sir Lewis Hamilton. That was the team order.
You're like, George wanted to win. And I took that personally.
Exactly. I do. I take it very personal because I'm like, it's not your time, George. Hold on. I don't know where you're getting the pace in this car, but simmer down because honestly, your tire management is shit right now. So like, stop killing the tires. Stop it.
I'm trying to decide who you dislike the most.
Oh.
George, Max, or Lando?
Currently, George.
Rank them. Okay. Oh.
George.
On your team.
Max, then Lando.
Oh, wow. Lando's really done well with you.
Because
lately.
Lando almost had an overtake. He had DRS opportunity on Verstappen, which we have not seen at the front of the pack.
No.
We've seen it when he's been, you know, starting in sixth place, but we have not seen anybody get close enough to get DRS on Verstappen, and Lando did it. Like, he got super close. And that's when I decided, and I think I popped this off in the group chat, and I was like, this is it. If he overtakes Max, I'm going to go find that damn hat that I threw somewhere in the back of my closet. I'm going to find it, and I'm going to wear it. Because I'm going to be proud. And I don't even like Lando, but I like this moment. And down goes Max Verstappen. Honestly, Max is amazing. Please don't come for me. He is a great driver. He's doing a great job. But it's just more fun when Max doesn't win. For the rest of us.
But that hasn't happened in so long.
I know. I'm like, I forget what it's like.
I don't even remember a time. It's hard to remember a time.
Well, this race was crazy because then we get to the end of the race where you get
the end of the race was insane
and you
have justice for Fernando.
Incredible battle going on between Perez and Alonso, and I'm thinking the whole time, I'm like, Checo is going to take him off the track. Like, in my mind, I kept thinking he is going to take him down. Like, he's not.
Those last three laps were insane because they kept switching back and forth, and I did think there was one pass, and I don't know if it was I think that Checo had passed Fernando and then Fernando came back for him and they went so close wheel to wheel. I was envisioning, you know, the edge of the front wing hitting the tire and somebody going for a spin. It was really, I mean, and them hugging afterwards and being like, that was fun, was so cool too. But that's some of the best wheel to wheel racing that we've seen that actually mattered too.
Yes, but that's also showing you the difference of like what three laps of warm tires can do. I mean, because Alonso managed his tires like the king
that's his thing. He's the best at it. Yeah.
And I'm like, and that's like the minute, I don't even know, like it's 0.0058 or 53 or something.
53, I think, is what
ridiculous,
it was.
Like how close they were. And I'm like,
I thought he was going to catch him. I thought that Checo had him. Because, you know, when you're watching it, especially that angle, you can't really see. And you couldn't really see where the
line,
where the flag was, where the line was. And I said, oh, my gosh, I think he caught him. But and then they flashed it up and I said, excuse?
Yeah. It's literally like the Lightning McQueen sticking his tongue out to
win. Yeah, those pictures were hilarious.
That was it. Oh, my gosh. That was
wild.
Well,
he missed his time at the top. You know, it was nice to see Fernando back battling because we had so much time with him at the beginning of the season. And then he took a little holiday in the back of the pack. And it was good to see him reclaim his space.
It was. And honestly, hats off to Alonso because that was a hell of a fight. And I don't say that often with him, but fuck, that was amazing.
I mean, it was so cool. Those last three laps, they kept trying to show other people. And I said, go back.
Nobody cares.
Yeah. Max won. Lando won. We don't need to see. Yeah. We got it. Go back to the good stuff. But there was also some great battles too, like some really good wheel-to-wheel contact. I mean, Lewis was with all the people. He hated it. And I know you didn't love to watch it, but there was a lot of, I mean, what did you think when your boy Daniel Ricciardo overtook him?
Again, I was like, what is happening?
I was also saying, what is happening? We are in an alternate timeline right now.
Yes, but
not the one Lewis wants to be on.
No. No. But that I didn't love that.
I mean,
no. He was getting laps, so it's not like Daniel was going to catch him. But like, there's not a point where Daniel close to Lewis is like, even though I have on my beautiful Daniel Ricciardo Miami Furious Motorsport jersey, and I love this. I definitely was like,
when we're picking favorites, we're always
picking favorites. I'm always going to go with my heart, and that my heart is always going to be with Lewis Hamilton. I mean,
yeah,
it is what it is.
Where else would it lie?
Not I mean, it should be with my husband, but it's not.
It's not.
It's with Lewis Hamilton.
I mean, when push comes to shove, you know, we got to go with Lewis. If the opportunity presented itself, you know.
Yeah.
Dan, you've had a lovely life with Shannon.
He'd understand. He'd understand.
We can still be friends.
Still be friends. Yeah. So the Brazilian GP was definitely chaotic, to say the least. I mean, it was entertaining. I don't feel like we got a lot of penalties, which was nice. There was a handful, I think, in like the sprint and the qualies, but like nothing that felt, you know,
what
weird.
About the Lance Stroll of it all?
Sometimes I'm like, does he just pick and choose when he wants to show up to race? Like, like some days I'm like, is he doing the crossword in there or is he trying to race? I don't really know.
He was present this weekend.
He was. He was in tune.
He's present.
Like, okay. Okay.
Also,
yeah.
I mean, talking about some, you know, lesser, you know, people who don't get as much airtime. Justice also for poor K-Mag.
God bless. Right.
Like, honestly, they're two of my faves.
Yeah.
You know, I love Haas too. And I love K-Mag. And
we say it every week. We are hopeful for Haas.
Yeah, hopeful for Haas.
Always.
We keep the hope alive. We have a little candle and then we burn it, you know? But that was also a big bummer. Just,
yeah.
Like, I just need them to have less bummer times. Less bummers.
I agree. I agree. I know. Well, who was
Ferrari was kind of trash bags too. I know there's a lot of Carlos stands out there, but you know, he's just stayed in the middle.
He didn't really have that great a race either. The car didn't look great. He wasn't having a drive that was, you know, I mean, it had a couple overtakes, but like, it wasn't like,
mm-mm.
It was okay.
Yeah. And we lost Oscar again, you know, like, again, we talked about that earlier, but the McLarens have clearly decided that it was nice for Oscar to have his moment, but we're giving it all back to Lando now.
Yeah, but we're going to need Lando to be the one.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, oh.
Maybe that's because Lando's dad showed up and was like, hey, guys.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
It's Lando.
What are we going to do? Yeah.
He's been here a little while. We gave him all the money.
They're so similar. Like, their driving styles are similar. Their hair is similar. Like, their stature is similar. I'm just, you know, it's almost like cut and copy paste with their driver.
Oh, for sure.
So, you know, it's like, does it really matter who goes first and who goes?
Well, okay. You know how Australia started as like the prison colony of Great Britain? He's kind of like the not. And so, I mean, not. And I say, like, love Australia. Like, no, this is no shade or hate, but it's like Australia is kind of like the. It's like the copy paste of Great Britain.
Yeah.
It's kind of like what Lando and Oscar. They're like, you're the Australian Lando
version of this guy.
Yeah.
You're like, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, okay.
This is right. That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, who gets your driver of the day for
Lando Norris.
Okay.
No, actually, it's so hard. Okay. I pick Lando. I stick with it.
Okay. Okay.
But my pole position goes to Fernando Alonso.
Excellent.
And Checo, kind of, but like both of them. The battle.
The battle is your P1.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a good one. Dang, that's a really good one.
What about you?
Okay. Well, I mean, my driver of the day is Fernando Alonso.
Yeah.
Because it's pretty fucking epic. Like,
yeah, it was crazy.
It was great. I mean, I knew when he overtook Lewis, I was like,
he's coming for him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it just was good. Like, it was good racing.
Yeah.
Entertaining.
It was fun.
Fun. And it's like, yes.
Yeah. And you'd hit a corner and you'd be like, whoo, whoo, whoo. What's happening? I was sitting up straight. I was a little meerkat looking around and being like, whoo, whoo.
So much. So much joy.
Yeah.
And then I think my P1 is also going to be the battle, because it definitely wasn't the beginning of the race. It was the end of the race.
Like I let's just not mention it. Like we don't talk about Formation Lap. We don't talk about Bruno.
We don't talk about Last Lap of Abu Dhabi, and we don't talk about the Formation Lap of Brazil.
Honestly, like we don't talk about this season. Cheryl's got on the podium like one time and they booed him. And he's like, guys, I'm having a hard time.
It wasn't my fault. It's so true. So true.
It's just, it's too much. We can't.
I know. It is. But we do get between, in second place right now, we got Sergio Perez in the driver standings. And he and Lewis are only separated by 32 points. So in reality, is Checo... If Checo finishes second, will he keep his job? And is Red Bull like kind of hoping that Lewis finishes in second so they can get rid of him, of Checo?
I mean, they've said a lot lately that they're keeping Checo. So I feel like, well, I do. Okay, a couple things. Okay. One, I do think that Red Bull really recommitted to Checo this race. It felt like he had more support in terms of the car actually being like, you know,
do you think that's it. Financial, like, hey, Checo comes with a lot of fucking money, stop with the bullshit.
And maybe that was like post Mexico, you know, some people in Mexico looked Christian Horner and Helmut Marko in the eye and said, hey, we got all the cash,
yeah,
and we would like to continue giving it to you as long as you have our boy's best interest in mind. And it feels like they had their, you know, his best interest in mind. I feel like this was one of the better, you know, moments for Checo in a while. He had a good race. You know, he did some things.
Yeah.
The sprint race, he made the podium on the sprint race. So I feel like they're maybe doubling down on Checo, or at least for another year. I don't necessarily think for like long term.
Yeah, I don't even know if he'll make it a year. I don't, because this is what it feels like to me.
You don't?
I don't. I do not, in my heart of hearts, think that Checo will last a full year at Red Bull if they give him a seat. I don't see it happening.
But I thought they've already said, I mean, haven't they all said, like, you have the seat? Like, everybody keeps saying he has the seat.
Does he have a contract? If you have a contract, that's one thing.
I thought he did for next year.
I do not think that he has re-signed a contract.
Oh, I thought he had re-signed through next year, but I could be wrong.
I am not sure either, so maybe I should say things that I'm not confirmed with. But what it feels like to me...
It sounds like you're trying to kick him off the team. You and Helmut Marko have aligned. And it sounds like you really just want him to go so that like things just start happening. You want someone to pull the plug so that we all have to start rearranging things.
Tell me that it wouldn't be exciting. Tell me that it wouldn't be exciting.
100%. It would. I'm just saying, like, it sounds like more wishful thinking than actual.
What it feels like is like when a parent gets caught saying that this is my favorite kid and the other kid hears it and they're like, wait, what? And they're like, no. You misunderstood. I didn't. It's my favorite, you know, 13-year-old. That's what I said. And say, yeah, my favorite child. This is my favorite 13-year-old child, and you're only 11. Like, that's the kind of energy that it's giving at Red Bull right now. And I'm like,
he has a contract, Shannon. It's confirmed. He has a contract through the end of next year.
Okay. Well, I just still don't think it's going
to
stand.
I have a contract and conversations with the team as well. There are no reason for me not to fulfill that contract. He's 100% certain of his 2024 Red Bull seat. And he has a contract that does not end until in 2022, he signed a 2-year contract. So,
but there's stipulations in there that if he, there's clauses. So they have a way to get rid of Checo if they don't want him there, which is why I feel very comfortable in saying I don't see that being like, I don't think he's going to make it a full year in this contract.
Okay. I mean, also, you can always get rid of anybody with enough money, you know.
You really can. You can
I would, like, I've said this many times, but I would love to get fired for millions of dollars.
Yes.
Feel free. Come and fire me.
I won't even go anywhere else to work. I'll just retire. That's fine.
Bye. I'm good.
Yeah.
Hand me the giant bag of money and tell me that I'm not good at my job and I'll kick rocks.
Yeah.
Would love.
Would love.
Someone come find me and fire me with a giant bag of money. But yeah, I think that he's there through the end of 2024.
Okay, we'll see.
But I do think we get like silly season next year. You know, they sign someone new and then we just start going, bah, 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 and it all happens.
Yeah. Well, only time will tell at this point. So we'll see how Checo ends in the driver standings, what that's going to do. If it does anything, I don't know. But I do want to give some standings for the fantasy. For this race, A. Dotson came in first place. Max Fan for Life came in second. And actually, there's a 1-2-3 three-way tie for second place. Max Fan for Life, Mad Pat 1313 F1. Porpoising Purpose. So all three of you standard. Are in second place tie. And then Box of Franzia.
No.
in fifth place, but like would be third, if that makes sense. So if we shouted out your name, please hit us up in the DMs and we will send you a sticker.
Love it.
But overall in the pit crew right now, we've got Max C standing in number one, Cousin Carlos in number two, and Box Becky Box is hanging
Box
in there
Becky
at
Box,
third.
She's always,
always
up there.
On podium. Always. So
get
love
it. Get it, girl. Can we, before we wrap up?
Yeah.
I know we'll have another episode next week to preview Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like Vegas may. I hope that this does not age well. Okay. I'm going to say that.
Okay. Love that.
Feels like Vegas could go awry in terms of fan experience.
Considering that the rumors swirling around
it's a mess out
is
there.
That they still haven't completed the grandstands. We posted right. a video of that. There is rumored to be a strike of hotel workers the day of the race. So that's not going to be easy.
Hotel
for
prices
anyone.
Are falling big time, which is also plummeting. Pissing people off who like booked Spent. These expensive ass rooms. And now it's like, oh, never mind. They're super cheap now.
Yeah. So
83%. That's how much they've dropped. 83%. Also, something was so expensive that it can drop 83% is.
The value wasn't there to begin with. Like that's yeah. the only way you define that. And that's.
And all, how overpriced had they have to be? Like.
Right. Exactly. So we said this from the beginning, like you are outpricing the F1 fan.
100%.
And it's unnecessary. If you want to grow the sport, like I understand you want it to be this like elusive, I'm so rich, whatever. Great. You can be elusive and rich and run the sport, but if people spectating the sport don't need to have seven figures in their bank account in order to attend the race.
Well, it's also not Monaco. Like we all expect right. that Monaco is going to cost us a fortune, you know, that we're going to have to jump tax brackets. But, and yeah, Vegas is like, I know Vegas is glitzy, but Vegas is also a place of the people, you know, yeah. like the people who are hitting up Vegas are all walks of life. And I think that this does the Vegas experience a little bit of a disservice. We all expect it from Miami also. Like Miami is, that's Miami. But I feel like Vegas should be a little bit maybe in between COTA and yes. Miami. And it feels like it's going over like Miami standards.
Agreed. I agree with you on that. Like just know your lane. I mean, and again, mm-hmm. Vegas is new. The track is going to be interesting to me, but we can get into that yeah. next week because that's yeah. what we want to talk about that. But, you know, we're going to keep our eyes open and
it's
ears
a Saturday
open.
Race.
And it's like, midnight. It starts at midnight. I hate that so much.
Yeah,
there.
Our
it's
time.
Midnight there. No, it's 3 a.m. our time. Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
It's dumb. I don't know. And someone said it was like for European markets. I'm like, but we don't do that in Texas and we don't do it in Miami. So why are we doing that in Vegas? It makes zero sense. They're like, oh, the European market. And I'm like, no, I'm not buying that. Like, I understand the Vegas nightlife, but it gets dark in Vegas earlier than midnight.
Well, and also we're in this hellscape of daylight savings, so you know it gets dark at 4 o'clock. Yeah,
exactly. Like you're gonna have time to have a night race, and like I understand, like you're like it's Vegas, the city doesn't sleep. I'm like, but we want to. Like everybody needs to sleep. Like
I get that it's like somewhat of the European thing, but there's just some races where you can't fix the time. You know, like
yeah,
the what was the one that there was one race, I forget which one it was. And so I apologize, but that started at like 2 a.m. On our time. And it's kind of yeah. like, well, you either you watch it right when you wake up or you wake up in the middle of the night. Like, I don't understand for just like one that, race. Yeah. I don't understand. Like, obviously you don't want like Europeans, a huge sector of the fandom, to not be able to have access to the race, but it's kind of just like one.
Yeah. I did just double check the time on that, and it says that it's 1 a.m. our time, so that would mean that it's 11 p.m., not midnight. Right, so that right? 11, 12, hours. 1, 2.
If it starts at 1 there, it's 10 there.
So the three. Okay, so that's 10? So it's 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay, which is
it's
better
still
than...
late.
It's still late. It's still a late race.
I mean, and if you're in... I guess if you're in Europe, then it's like, that's 9 a.m. or something like that, right? I don't know. Time.
Time is silly.
A flat circle. It's just, that just seems absurd. But I don't know what time does the Singapore one start in Singapore, because that's a night race.
Yeah.
But so, I mean, does it start at 9 o'clock their time?
Or 10 good question. Noon? I don't know. I would have to. I mean, there's several night races on there.
I thought we were starting at like 8.
Which is also night. It's dark. Like,
it also seems strange to me that they're doing it that way, because you'd think they'd want to capitalize on the Eastern time zone prime time.
They don't seem to care about the Eastern time zone if they're doing that.
No, obviously. No, that's what I'm saying. They obviously don't. And yeah. I mean, I guess they don't want to compete with football. Is that what it is too?
Again, I don't know. I mean, I understand that they wanted to do it Saturday. They wanted it to be a night race, and they didn't want it to be Sunday night in Vegas. And I understand like the thought process, but I don't feel like the execution. It's very similar to how we're seeing the race play out now. Like, the execution just not happening. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I
mean, if it's not to compete with football, then maybe we should just not have had it in November.
I mean, it's going to be, and this is also because we don't see many tracks like temperatures that are going to be this low, because it's like the average high is in the 60s and the average low is like between 40 and 50 degrees. So that's cold. Like, are you running hard tires the whole time out there? Because like, I mean, they
it's
don't
be a
get
ride.
to have chilly weather often. Like, sometimes, you know, Singapore, Silverstone is cold.
Yeah,
like
it's chilly.
Russia
sometimes is chilly.
So like, it, yeah. You know, I know that they're used to running, like they can run in these temps, but like, it's not something that they're used to.
Yeah.
So I mean, how do you prepare for that? Like, are you in the sim, like in a parka? Like, I don't even know. Like, I don't know how you prepare.
I mean, I think
for...
there's probably some sort of, I don't know. I just think that the expectations may not meet the reality of what the race. I think what they're selling may not end up be what people buy. Yeah. But, you know, who knows? I would love to be wrong, and I would love for it to be a success. And we have another great American race. But it just doesn't seem, you know, the buzz from it, what's coming out of there, does not seem to be like
the
sound
hype.
Like they've got it together.
I agree. I mean, listen, you got a couple more days to get it together. We know a lot of things can happen last minute, and people can turn things around, and this is what professionals do. So we're sending all the good vibes and to the high rollers.
And tickets are still available. So it's not sold out. So if you want to go, the room prices are dropping. The tickets are available. So if you decide you want to take a last minute trip to Vegas, go on with your bad self.
Yes.
And call,
I mean, if you are going to Vegas, please tag us in all your photos, because we love to see what you guys do. We love to see it. We need, you know, bees on the Jeep, boots on the ground out there. And, you know, let us be our people.
Let us know what's happening.
I'd love it.
I'll be at a football extravaganza in Miami. But
yes, you're going to be having the most fun.
Yeah, I'll be doing the most. But yeah, and I'll post maybe some of that to social, but nobody will really care about that side of things. But speaking of social...
Yeah.
Cool. Are you following us on the socials at F1 Push Push on Instagram and TikTok? We also have a YouTube channel now, F1 Push Push on YouTube, where you can watch episodes if you want to see our, you know, smiling faces on your computer or phone or tablet or wherever you consume. As well, we would love if you would rate and review. Also subscribe to that YouTube channel, because I'm really trying to make that happen there.
Yeah.
And please rate and review the podcast wherever you listen to us. It would make us happier than a tremendously successful Vegas race. And until next time, push, push.